Yes, everybody. What was that? What was that? I don't even know where to begin to even try to analyze this game. And they say pictures paint 1,000 words, right? Well, it was my reaction.
Come on, Barry. Oh. Yeah!
How was we in a fight at 89 minutes? How was we in that game at 40 minutes? How was we in that game at halftime? How did we win that game? How did we win that tie? Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has transformed this Manchester United team from underachievers to someone that's just put out Paris Saint-Germain with 10 first-team players missing. Last week, he broke the record for how many consecutive away wins that we've ever won, considering that Matt Busby and Sir Alex Ferguson never did it, and they never took over from a Jose Mourinho side that was battered and bruised and lost all its confidence. Tonight, he made it 9. Ollie's at the wheel. It's absolutely mint. What if he's mint? He is mint. He's mint. Tonight he won that with 7 academy players in the matchday squad. He put Chong on and Mason with Marcus Rashford and Scott McTominay in midfield. When we got that draw with Jose Mourinho, the king of shithousing wins, I said, here's who's got the pleasure of knocking Manchester United out today. And then they beat us 2-0 at home, and I was like, right, you know what? We was in that fight until half time, and then, you know, wasn't to be. We went there tonight, and I didn't like the tactics with it. It was 3-5-2 with the ball, but we never saw us with the ball. So it was a 4-4-2 without the ball, very similar to what Paris did in Manchester. Ashley Young was getting murdered. And so was Eric Bailly. There was terrible between them. Eric Bailly just completely allowing the cross for their goal. Joel, let's go back even before that. 1 minute in, Lukaku scores and we go, okay, shit. We wanted an early goal. Oh, shit, we just got it. Oh, and Joel, for everyone saying, like, where was the pizza? Oh, the pizza's here. Don't you worry about that. We'll be getting tucked into that in a hot minute. Don't worry about me. Lukaku gets us that early goal. Now, I didn't think we was getting out of there with a clean sheet anyway. I didn't think it mattered. Then we concede. Then we go and get one. Where do you even begin on that? Smalling, mint, you vegan motherfucker. Lindelof, mint. Luke Shaw, mint. Scott McTominay, 96% accuracy in the Parc des Princes and the most tackles on the pitch. Fucking mint. Fred, mint. Pereira, mint. Lukaku, 2 shots from 2 goals. Rashford, the balls on him to take a penalty for the first time in the United shirt and fucking top bins it against Buffon in the last minute to send United through to the next round of the Champions League. Fucking mint. Mason Greenwood getting his debut. Fucking mint. Chong coming on. Fucking mint. Mint. Solskjaer, mint. McKenna, mint. Carrick, mint. Phelan, mint. Mint, 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 mint. My head is absolutely falling off, lads. Absolutely falling off. How do we even start to review that game? We just Jose Mourinho'd Paris Saint-Germain without Jose Mourinho. We had about 1% possession throughout the game, and we managed to create chances for ourselves and take them. My head has fell off, completely fell off. I didn't expect this. I was happy. I put this tweet out at halftime. Let me find it. I said, I wanted to be proud of United no matter the result tonight, and I am. I wanted to see us take the fight to Paris, and we did. I wanted us to be brave, and I wanted us to believe, and we did. It was ridiculous that we was even in the fight. Ollie's halftime team talk was fucking mint. Whatever he said, I don't even know what he said, but it was clearly mint. I was going to be proud of United tonight going out 2-1. I would have been. Win the game, lose the tie. Do you know what? With 10 first team players missing, you can't argue with that. You cannot argue with that. But we didn't. We beat one of the most expensively assembled squads in world football. Do we even go to the questions? Do you even have any questions, or is everyone just losing the shit in the comments? Do us a favour, man. Like the video. And if you're in Manchester, come and get a slice of fucking pizza. Right then. Is there even any comments? Patreon massive. Actually, while we're talking about this, I have a Patreon group, and in that Patreon group, which supports everything here and keeps this studio alive, that Patreon group gets a bit of insider info. Sometimes on transfers. There was nothing in January because there was no transfers. This week, that Patreon group got info about who was going and what the lineup and that was going to be today. If you like that sort of shit, the Patreon group is for you. Link is in the description below. And also, do you know what? I did a quick run of these shirts and then he sold out. Shirt. I want a shirt. Will, shirt. Boom. And they sold out straight away, instantly. So I'm doing another run. If you want one of them shirts, the link is in the description below. And if it's not in the description, it'll be in the little merchandise thing afterwards. Ollie's at the wheel, and it's fucking mint. Get yourself one of these shirts, because there's only going to be 50. And that is it. I'm done after that. I'm not making any more. I can't even read the comments. It's going bananas. I'm going to go to the Patreon group. You lot are going to like the video. Like the video if your head fell off. Like the video if Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's mint. Like the video if you were shitting it watching Marcus Rashford do that run-up. And yeah, and if you're in Manchester, come get a fucking slice of pizza. Right, I'm going to go to the Discord massive for all the Patreon crew. And I'm going to try and read some questions. And yeah, I said one all. And I'm not even arse, I was well wrong. How did we do it? How did we do it? Instat's not even in, so we're not even going to start to look at the data. And I don't think anyone cares, because we was completely dominated in the game. Whatever. Let's see. I've got a question for you guys. Let me know in the comments right now. Do we make Ole Gunnar Solskjaer permanent Manchester United manager fucking tonight? And if not, why not? Tell me, yes or no, Ollie in, right now. Yes or no, let's have it. And do you know what, actually, if you want to win one of them shirts, get a shirt on, Will, fucking get a shirt back on. If you just want one of these shirts, then I want you to share the stream, tag me in it, with a line about Ollie, give him a 30-year contract, some shit like that. Tag me on Twitter, share the link for this stream, and I'll pick one tomorrow to just win a shirt. How about that? Fuck it, we're having it. Right, let me see if there's any questions that I can even actually read. Questions. I imagine this is going to be utter carnage. Did Rashford just retire a person, and is that person the best Champions League? And is that the second best Champions League experience since winning it in 08? That's the one of the best we've had in a long old time. Yeah, I don't know the last time it felt that good. Certainly in the Champions League. How did we do that, Will? Dunno. What now, says Ryan? What happens now? We're in the hat for the next round, lads. That's what happens next. When's the Champions League draw? I don't even know. I didn't care. I didn't think I was going to be fucking watching it. Perfect performance. Is he mint? He is mint. You know he's mint. Has anyone got bigger bollocks than Marcus? Absolutely not. 30-year contract and a statue tonight. Will we have the majority of everyone back for next round? I would think so, yeah, back from Sanchez, who many people would argue not a miss. Get a like in the video, you maniacs. Ole out the fucking wheel, I expected this. Is the lower right winger? No, he's not a right winger. The treble is still on, says Dutch Buck. Is my erection ever going to go down? If it's still there by Monday, maybe see a doctor. We've got some questions on Twitter. I'm going to come to them in a second. Are we doing questions? Is there a need for it? Do you know what? Is there any? Here's a question, an actual question. Sean, I thought Luke Shaw was man of the match for me. Barely put a foot wrong. Fred grew into the game as well. How do you think those did? Mint. Best game ever. Rashford's first ever pen. Imagine not giving him the job in the next hour. Yeah. Mint. Does United offer some sort of life insurance for heart complications? Right, let me take you through how this game went. So, Lukaku scores that first goal. I send my drink right over the fucking computer, just completely fucking it, and my voice went straight away. Then they equalise, and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, mint. And then, obviously, you've seen what happened at the end, haven't you? The carnage that we ended up with. MD Pot says, have we just shithoused PSG with a team of youth and only three shots on target? Did we only have three shots on target? We didn't have, because I think Marcus had two as well. ETA when my heart stops pounding. I don't know, because I've felt fucking sick for about the last hour and a half. How many players finished the game and what will it do for them? Oh, academy players. Chong, Mason. What an experience for them guys to be having in their first match. Unbelievable. Does Rashford have ice running through his veins? Rashford's always been cool. No pants for a month. I agree with all of these statements. What just happened? Don't know. What if he's mint? What the fuck just happened? The treble is on. On a scale of 10 to 10, how fucking great is it to be a United fan right now? I thought these nights was over. Are my pants still on? Only just. Only one person left now for Ollie to get the best out of, and that's Rojo. Yeah, Elliot Bay was not good tonight. I'll give him that. If Ollie doesn't wake up to a contract sitting on his bedside cabinet, I'll personally strangle Woodward, says Lewis. Tino says, it's probably too late to be in the questions, but you can see Mason getting more games now coming up. Yeah, probably. Especially with... I think Marcus was injured tonight. I didn't think he had a great game, but still steps up and puts the penalty away right at the death. Unbelievable. Man of the match, in my opinion... Lindelof or Big Rom, I would probably agree with those, to be honest. I also think McTominay did pretty well. Blake, I think the best part is having Chong and Greenwood running with the team on the field after he made the pen. Huge feeling with that. I'm going to watch all this shit again tomorrow and I can't wait. And I'll definitely have no pants on then because I'm not going to be on camera. Previn says, as amazing as that was, we were torn apart too often down the right. Is there any chance Ollie realises Young is a liability? There is some talk that there might be some truth to the Wan-Bissaka stuff coming through. So let's keep an eye on that. It's not concrete. I'm not hearing it from multiple people. So let's just chill on it for a minute. But I would very much like Wan-Bissaka. Who would I like to see in the next round? Fucking anyone. City. Fuck it. How do I tell my kids we turned around a 2-0 deficit? First time it's ever been done. You start with that. Against one of the favourites to win a tournament in their own backyard with 10 first-team injuries. So you tell them a story of 99 first, and you say, do you know the guy that put the ball in the back of the net at the end? Fucking this guy right here, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You tell him about him, and then you go, and then he took over. Party in the studio if we win the Champions League. There will be a watch party in here, and all the Patreon massive are invited if we're in the Champions League. Am I going live with no voice? It came back. Beer cured it. That was a peer-reviewed study that I did half an hour ago. Lads, my head's exploding. This is unreal. This is unreal. Has anyone got any questions if this isn't going too far? Oh, how good did it feel looking at Di Maria at the end of that? Go and drink your beer now, Nobed. Go drink it now. Go on. We've got a question on Twitter. Let's have a look at that. Do I think of all... of Chong, Gomez, Garner and Greenwood eventually make it into the squad as regulars? I'd love to see them break through like Rashford. Oh, that's a dream, isn't it? It's an absolute dream if that's what happens. I guess it's possible if Ollie's at the wheel. Shit. If we can just fucking do what we did to PSG tonight, anything's fucking possible. Buffon was MUFC man of the match. He didn't have a good game, did he? Learn how to pronounce Ollie's name. No. Am I getting pizza in? I said I'd get all the pizzas in for everyone if Mason scored a hat-trick. I had to double-check that shit earlier because I did panic. But, like I said, if you're in the neighbourhood, fucking pizza's on me. Let's have it. We beat Juve away. We beat PSG away. Bring on anyone in the next round. Man speaking facts. Oh, was we scoring without VAR? I don't think so. But I was saying to Mitz, roll the fucking VT.
Come on, Barry, Barry, oh. Yes! 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 Oh my fucking god! Fucking yes! Fuck! Yes! Oh my fucking god!
I said to Mitz just before that moment, when they was doing the VAR, I said they don't go to it unless they've got something, usually. they usually go, that was handball, to the ref in his ear. My head has exploded. We are less than 100 people away from 5,000. I know you're going to click that like button. I know you're going to click that like button because I know that your head fell off the same as mine did. Scroll it up, click the like button. And if you're new, make sure to subscribe as well. I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. My head is off, absolutely up my ass. I tell you what, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to say thank you to you guys that have joined us. I'm going to say I fucking love this club. I fucking love Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I fucking love Marcus Rashford. And I fucking love pizza. Check out the Ole t-shirts. There will only be 50. So you bang it on, Will. There will only be 50 of these if you want to get one of the Ole t-shirts. There will only be 50. The link will be in the description for them. And they're also at the bottom as well if you want to get one. I think it's worldwide shipping. They print in Europe and America, so I'm assuming it's worldwide shipping. Check out the Patreon if you want to know some of what's going on behind the scenes a little bit. Thank you guys for watching. Subscribe, like it. Oh, man, we are doing a Curse of the Number 7 shirt this week as well, maybe tomorrow. So come and tune in for all of that stuff. See you in the next one. Fucking laters.